Need a recap of Sunday's readings? It's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And here's Father Efrain Razzo, the parochial vicar at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Those who are following along with your missals, you'll notice that there's a difference in the readings. The first readings were taken from year A, while the gospel was taken from year B. And this happens during this time when we have our catechumens. They, as they're coming into the church, they listen to slightly different readings. They listen to a different gospel than what we just heard today. So I encourage all of you to go back and read all readings, both for year A and year B. In today's gospel, we see how Jesus is filled with zeal for his house. And this gospel passage brings up this very important question: how is my relationship with God? How is my relationship with God? And our relationship with God should be filled with love and zeal. As in high school, one of my English teachers started speaking about Scripture and the Bible. And he said this phrase at the end of class, almost at the end of class. He said, "The Bible is here to control us all. It's here to control us." And everybody or people said, "Oh yes, I agree." And he asked for feedback, and everybody who didn't really understand Scripture were saying, yes, the Ten Commandments even, they enslave us instead of free us. Those are a bunch of rules that we have to follow. And most of the class, they agreed with the professor. A little bit before the bell rang, I raised my hand, and I'm those students who sit all the way in the back so nobody will see me or notice me. I still raised my hand, and I said, "I don't agree," and everybody just turned and looked at me. And the professor said, "Okay, well, what you don't think that the Bible and Scripture it enslaves people? It tells them what to do?" And I said, "Well, no, I think Scripture is a roadmap to life." And the bell rang. And I left immediately. I was so nervous, so red. Later on that day, that was second period. By sixth period, whatever it was, in the evening, during my computer science class, we hear somebody knocking at the door, and it's the English teacher, and asks my computer teacher, "Can he speak with me?" And I said, "Oh, I'm in trouble now." So I come out, and he says, "I was very intrigued by your answer. What do you mean, a roadmap to life?" I said, "Well, yes, I think, or what I've been told was, that Scripture is a tool, a roadmap, a blueprint to live a good, happy life." And he said, "Well, that's really good. You should speak up more and during class." I said, "Well, no, thank you." The readings of today point to that even in the time of Jesus, people started to believe in Scripture and in the word of Jesus. The commandments are not just rules for our lives, but a blueprint to live in harmony with God and one another. They're not there to control us. They're there to teach us how to love. And as we grow in harmony with the word of God, then our relationship with God the Father is fortified by our obedience to his commandments, because these commandments and scripture is rooted in his love that is for us and for us to live out. And it is a good thing. St. Paul, in his letter, speaks to us how Jesus Christ is the key to heaven. Both through his cross and his teachings, he is the Word of God that comes and teaches us how to love, even to the extreme, giving his life for others. Jesus trusted his Father with all his being, with all his might, with all his mind, with all his heart. And he encourages us to trust in God and in his mercy and love. In the gospel, Jesus cleanses this temple of Jerusalem. He drives out these merchants and money exchangers and declaring, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." This action teaches us that reverence that we owe to the temple of God. And it's not just his physical building that we need to owe reverence, but also to the body of Christ and our own bodies. We are the body of Christ, and we become also temples of the Holy Spirit. Our relationship with God the Father involves honoring him in these different aspects of Christ, in his church, in the Eucharist, and with one another. In this relationship, it is freely given to us because God loves us. He wants us to be close to him, so hence he becomes incarnate and he gives himself to us through the Eucharist. As we reflect on these readings, let us ask ourselves these following questions during this time of Lent. How are we living out our relationship with God the Father? Most of us have a relationship with Jesus or the Holy Spirit. We have a relationship with Mary, the Mother of God. But how is our relationship with God the Father? Are we striving to obey his commandments out of love or out of duty? Are we embracing the wisdom of the cross, trusting in his saving power? Do we embrace our cross every day? Are we honoring God with reverence and respect, recognizing his presence in our lives and in the world around us? May this moment of Lent help us to deepen our relationship with God the Father each day as we grow in love and wisdom and zeal for his love and his mercy. Amen. God loves you and God bless you.
And that is Father Efrain Razo. He is the parochial vicar at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard.